It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My cup. Think the adequables is the clean bar name to up. Gate the kings of lint. The drop moves from the rain.
Hey everyone, it's me, Judy Gold, and I'm sort of angry today. Let me just tell you that I'm recording this on Sunday night, the 28th of April. Tomorrow, Monday, this comes out on Tuesday, the 30th. But tomorrow, Monday, I'm flying to L.A., so I'm recording it tonight. And Monday, yesterday, which will be yesterday for you, is End Jew Hatred Day. But I don't think that that is happening anytime soon. And it's starting to really fucking piss me off. But let's start out with something really positive. So today, Elisa and I went to Ben's banquet for his basketball team. It was all the parents, and Ben won a bunch of awards, but so did the other kids. And I just have to say, what an experience it has been this particular year. Ben, you know, the team going to the Final Four. I'm just so proud of him. I'm quelling, but you know, just the parents and the fact that the coach, who like is crazy during the games, like you can't even go near him, was just so complimentary. And he was a real leader, and he was talking about how great the parents are and everything. And we all had fun. And so mazel tov to the Trinity Bantams men's basketball team 2023 to 2024. Accomplished so much. So I'm proud. That's number one. So I'm starting with a good thing. But now I'm going to, well, I hope everyone had a wonderful Pesach. I mean, I could ring this bell the whole fucking time, but, you know, we had two wonderful Seders and saw family. And we also went to a sort of celebrity, I guess it's celebrity-ish, closed, no social, but a really very moving Seder. It was, it's done every year, and it's after the two Seders, and it was really, really moving. And so Elisa and I went to that and had just a wonderful time. And while we were there, I met a Columbia student. I met a bunch of Columbia students, and I am going to I just asked one of the Columbia students that I met if she would talk to me for a little bit on today's podcast. We didn't plan this because I want to get the information out of what's really truly happening. And I'm kind of really sick of them calling these pro-Palestinian encampments that they're all pro-Palestinian. You know what they all are? They're all anti-Israel. That's what they are. And we were just listening to the radio on the way home from Connecticut, and you know, you listen to the news, and you hear about the students' demands, that the students, they want their demands met. Here's your fucking demand. Go do your fucking homework. Like, who the fuck do these people think they are? That they have demands. Okay? You're 20 fucking years old. You're at an Ivy League, elite, $100,000 a year university, and you have demands? Go fuck yourselves. seriously. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. We spoke to one of the students who's not going to be on the podcast, but I do want to have him on. He's Israeli, and he came here to the United States. He's fascinating and so fucking smart. He came here to the United States to be a thoracic surgeon. That's always been his dream in life. And he wanted to go to he wanted to get the best education. So he went to Columbia, and he's at Columbia. And he was talking to us about what it's like to be a student on that campus. And he showed us some of the emails that he has been, you know, the students are receiving from the president of Columbia. And it's infuriating. He also told us that in one of the history classes, one of the professors stated that at least 2 million Jews died in the Holocaust. Is your blood fucking boiling? At least 2 million Jews. And when he complained, they said, well, yes, that is factually true. I don't, how you can call this pro anything to me is, it's like, you know how the anti-abortionists took this, you know, term pro-life, and they couldn't be less pro-life because they're all pro-gun and they could give two fucking shits about anything after it's born. And yet, including educating that fetus or making sure that they have medical care and they have homes and social security, whatever it is. But, you know, they use this term pro-life because it sounds great. Oh, you're pro-life? Oh, great. Oh, you're pro-life. Oh, I'm pro-life too. These people are fucking anti-abortionists. They're not pro-life anything, okay? Because if they were pro-life, they would give a shit when their fucking fetus is actually alive. They would do something to protect the person and give them the means to take care of themselves and make their own fucking choices. Don't tell me you're like, oh, we're Republicans, so we're, you know, we want less government. Fuck you, you fucking liars. I have demands. So that's been really pissing me off. And you know what else fucking pissed me off? That goddamn drag queen. Do I have this on my phone? Okay, here's the drag queen. The drag queen at Drag Queen Story Hour reading a book to these kids in Arizona and telling them, and they're reciting Free Palestine. These kids don't know what the fuck that means. And you know what? The drag queen doesn't know what that fucking means. And Ilhan Omar saying, oh, I met some of the students who are the Israeli, the Jewish students. And they, some of them were pro-genocide and some of them were anti-genocide. Shut the fuck up. No one is pro-genocide, you fucking idiot. And that's how you represent. That's how you, what's the word I'm looking for, Elisa? Elisa's in the background.
That's how you characterize?
Yes, characterize. Jews, there's pro-genocidal Jews and anti-genocidal Jews. What the fuck is wrong with you? And your fucking daughter got kicked out. You fucking asshole. I am just so I went over to Columbia yesterday. I went over to see what the hell was going on, but of course I went on Shabbat and nothing was going on, but there was a lot of press there, but of course nothing was going on. But we just drove by there a few minutes ago and Elise is like, oh, I see the encampment. Like, first of all, who the fuck is giving you these tents? Did you know they have a section in the encampment for nut allergies? For people with nut allergies. What do you think Hamas is doing right now? They are fucking partying like it's 2030 when they take over the fucking world with these fucking idiots. I can't. And then we listen to the news and it's this, you know what the thing is? The thing is that no one will say anti-Semitism without adding a bunch of shit to it. And it's like, yes, I'm against anti-Semitism and Islamophobia and racism and blah, blah, blah. No, just say anti-Semitism, because that's what we're talking about now. That's what this is about. That's what it's about. And people need to fucking speak up. Okay? I'm done with people not just, I don't want to. Shut the fuck up and talk. Unless you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, like all the people in their fucking paid for tents with their nut allergies. And it's, and they have rules. It's all coordinated. Did you see the video of the girls? They interviewed some girls. I wish I had the names of, I'll do better next week, but these girls they interview and they're like, why are you here? What are you protesting? They're like, oh my God. Oh, what are we protesting? All we know is that we were up at Columbia and then we got a text that we need to come down to NYU. So we just went down to NYU with her. Like, what the fuck? What? Seriously? If you're so pro, and they're, oh my God, what about the ones wearing the Hamas? They're wearing Hamas headbands. You know, these Hamas people are just fucking cracking up. They're probably jerking off to this shit. You fucking idiots. You know, I don't like Netanyahu. I don't think he's the greatest thing for, I don't think he's good for Israel at all. I can hold that thought and still believe that Israel has a right to exist and a right to defend itself. And you know, a lot of people in Israel, like I'm thinking the majority maybe, don't like him. But does that mean that every Jew that says Israel has a right to exist and bring home the hostages agrees with Netanyahu? No, it doesn't. But you're too fucking dumb. You're too fucking dumb to hold more than one thought in your head. And you're just a bunch. And what about that fucking, what's his name? What, the one that just got kicked out of Columbia, who said all Zionists must die and has pronouns. These are the person's pronouns. He, she, they. She can't even, he or they or whatever the fuck, can't even pick a fucking pronoun. And you know what Hamas is doing? Oh my God, this is hilarious. This is a fucking reality comedy show for Hamas. That is what this shit is. A reality show for Hamas. They are fucking, oh my God. And the leaders are all in Qatar drinking on their fucking gold toilets, taking a shit. And that poor Hirsch Goldberg pollen, that video, it was heart-wrenching. And the other two, the other two videos. Horrible. Elisa, I said I was recording.
I'm sorry.
All right, whatever. I like having an audience. It's just heart-wrenching. It's unbelievable. No one talks about the hostages. No one talks about them. And what?
That's right.
Elisa, you said don't say I'm here.
Okay.
And you don't shut up. This is what I live with, people.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Don't be sorry. But you know what? We just drove and it's like Elisa is a bad passenger. Okay. Let me just tell you a little bit about this. Okay. Elisa is a terrible passenger. I'm driving. Okay. And I'm driving. And you know, when you're the passenger, you're supposed to like be looking out the window and maybe like DJing or whatever, you know, relaxing because you're not driving. No, she's fucking looking in the rear view mirror, looking in the side view mirror. Like, oh my God, another car's coming. Oh my God. Oh my God. You got to get off in 5 miles. You got to get over to the right. I just want to fucking kill myself. And then when I'm backing up into a spot and she's like, she literally is like this. I'm like, I'm backing up, not you. And then, when she gets out of the car because, you know, we're getting into a tight spot or something, she literally thinks she's landing a plane. I'm not kidding. This is like she's fucking landing a plane. Why do you do that?
I'm trying to help you.
No, you can't relax. You have control issues.
Okay,
so that's Elisa. All right, so...
But I'm very upset about this Israel thing.
She's also really upset about the Israel thing. It's like, I can't really focus on... I want to listen to the news. I want to read the paper. The opinions are, you know, there's no nuance in this. There's no nuance. You know, I saw a video of them delivering Coke to one of the encampments at UCLA. And someone said, you know, Coke's pro-Zionist, you know, they're pro-Israel. And they're like, I'm just delivering it. I mean, don't you have homework? Oh, I don't know what that was. Sorry. Did you hear that little burp? So just hang on. I'm going to have one of the Columbia students on right after I take another fucking fit and tell you how upset I am. Oh, there goes Elisa. She's hot. I can't take the anti-Semitism. And even when I talk about being Jewish on stage, it's fucking ridiculous the way the audience gets quiet. It's like, no, these jokes are still funny, but it's just that you're anti-Semitic. Now you can fucking, you know, you're not laughing for the right reason anymore. Or you're just not laughing because you think that I want innocent Palestinians dying, which I don't want. It's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching. But you know who fucking allows that to happen? Hamas. And everyone, can you please fucking put into your brain that Egypt shares a border with Gaza and close that border and won't allow anything in and won't allow them out? Because they don't want them there because they're afraid of terrorism. But Israel should just do everything. They gave them Gaza. They gave five times they gave them deals. And they said no. They don't want peace. And Susan Sarandon, go fuck yourself. You know, that wonderful girl went you gotta look on TikTok or Instagram or whatever it is, where she tells Susan, you know, Susan Sarandon, she asks her, well, what about, you know, the babies and the rapes and the babies being burned and beheaded and the mothers being raped. And she's like, that's not true. I mean, it is true. It's been documented. Shut the fuck up. Shut up unless you know something. Anyway, so I am now, sit back right now and relax, and I'm going to have Dana. I don't know if she wants me to use her last name. You know, a couple students said they didn't want to be on the podcast because they're up for jobs and they don't, you know, this is how they can't even talk about being a Jew on Columbia's campus because they're afraid that they won't. You know, this is not right. So I'll be right back with Dana. Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome. Okay, so we're here with Donna. It's Israeli. It's not Dana. It's Donna. You are a student, current student at Columbia, because yeah. You're really smart.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's our people. That's the Jew bell. I always ring the Jew bell. But anyway, listen. And can you tell us what you're studying and what other extracurricular activities you're involved with at Columbia?
Of course. So I'm an MPA student at Columbia. I've been a student there for the past 2 years. I moved from Israel to school. MPA means public administration. It's basically the public policy world. Knock on wood, I'm supposed to be graduating in like a few weeks. So hopefully everything will be fine. And other than that, I work in like a nonprofit, an Israeli-American nonprofit. And in additional, I co-manage the Forum of Hostages and Missing Families Forum in New York.
Okay, so that I have 3 questions. First of all, can you tell us about the forum?
Yes.
Because I think it's very important people know about that.
Of course. So the forum is basically, it's part of the Bring Them Home Now campaign. The main headquarters is in Israel. And after basically the Bring Them Home campaign really launched on the week of October 7th, realizing that this is going to be a very big, important campaign. Just a brief summary on the week of October 7th. It took us a few days to find out that 242 people, innocent people, were kidnapped from Israel to the Gaza Strip by Hamas. And Bring Them Home Now campaign is basically the main initiative by the families to advocate for the families and to really advocate for their release. From outside of Israel, the biggest branch is in New York. And I've been managing the branch here in New York.
Wow. You're managing the branch of Bring Them Home Now.
Yes.
While you're a student.
Yes.
At Columbia.
Yes.
And you have a job.
Yes. I'm a great Jew. I'm a great Jew, you know?
You're a very, you win the Jew Prize. Yeah. I have another question. Do you think graduation will happen?
It's a good question, you know. If you would ask me 10 days ago, I would have said yes, of course, no problem. Now, I don't know. Like, graduation is supposed to be in 2 weeks. Things don't seem to be really developing the way the administration wants. So I really don't know. I really have no idea. It doesn't look good. I gotta say, it doesn't look good.
And will you be disappointed?
I think this entire year, I've been so disappointed by everything to do with Colombia. I've said this in the rally on Friday. We did like this big rally on Friday for the hostages in front of Colombia. And I said this in the rally as I spoke. I said, it was my dream to study in this establishment. I dreamt of coming to an Ivy League school, having an intellectual discourse. In this past year, there have been a lot of things. You can say a lot of things about this war, but I didn't have any intellectual discourse. I didn't have any constructive conversations about what's happening in Israel and Gaza. What I mostly had is people who feel very comfortable speaking at me, not with me, at me, about what it means to be Israel, what it means to live in Israel, what it means to live through this conflict of Israel and Palestine. That's what I've mostly felt since October 7.
People telling you.
Yes, people speak.
What this means. Yeah, that people who've never been to Israel couldn't point to a map and show you where Gaza is. Don't know which river, don't know which sea, are telling you.
Yes, I just.
About, okay.
Yeah, I've been feeling like people are speaking at me, people are speaking over my head. People who have been, to Israel maybe a week in their life. People think that because they read a few articles in the New York Times or read a few, tweets on Twitter or TikTok, they feel comfortable enough speaking to me like they know more about the situation than I do.
Right.
And I gotta say, it's not that not only am I Israeli who've lived in Israel until the age, my entire life, I'm also a very activist Israeli. I'm in the public policy world. I'm a very activist Israeli. So I'm also beyond average of what the average Israeli knows about politics, about, the occupation, the West Bank. Like, I know above average. And nevertheless, people felt during this, especially, it's been my experience for the past 2 years in Colombia, but since October 7th, I felt like people just feel comfortable explaining to me the situation.
Right, because they know everything. Yeah. On October 8th, this big spaceship came down with all this information and that was all implanted in their heads.
Exactly.
It's amazing. It's amazing. What does it feel like? Well, first of all, where are you right now? Are you on campus or at your apartment?
I'm at my apartment. Last time I was in campus was Friday. It's not, I gotta say, I had a class Saturday yesterday and I chose to take it remotely. I didn't want to go into class. I chose to take it remotely. And it's not because I don't feel danger to my life. I just feel the atmosphere. It's with so much tension and there's so much going. It's not a good atmosphere to be in at the moment.
Especially to be learning, trying to learn and have an open mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, do you wear any Judaica or anything?
No.
Did you before?
No, I didn't before. I would say that I was hesitant about, I have the Bring Them Home Now hat that I wear with me. I was hesitant if I wanted to come with it to campus and I chose not to.
Wow. Yeah. I wear my Bring Them Home shirt. I figure I'm gigantic. No one's going to touch me. The encampment.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell us a little bit about the encampment? Because I find it fascinating that how well funded and organized that they all, I didn't bring a tent to college. I know that when I was in college, I did not have a tent in my room just in case. Just tell us about the encampment.
I gotta say you gotta admire the establishment because it's so well organized. First of all, all the tents, somebody's funding this. All the tents are exactly the same. They're all like green and the same. They're all the exact same tent. Everything is fenced. All the encampment, it's fenced with like little small Palestinian flags, like surrounding the fences. When you enter, you have to write, there's like two guards, two like students, whatever, standing there. And if they don't recognize you, they ask you to read the community guidelines before you enter. And to make sure, they have like, they wrote like on a, like they wrote like on a piece of paper, the community guidelines.
Which include wearing a mask, right?
It includes, no, it doesn't include wearing a mask.
Oh, okay.
But it does include, you have to acknowledge the fact that Palestine has to be free from, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Making sure that you don't take pictures of anyone without permission. It was, I think from what I know, I read the community guidelines on Thursday when I was there. From what I was told, they changed it. It was more strict 2 days, two days before. Like you had to say a few things. You had to acknowledge like more stricter things. And, and from what I understood, it changed, but I don't know. That's what I've been told. And they explain to you in the guidelines exactly what they want from the university. They're basically demanding from the university to tie, to lose any ties with any university in Israel, et cetera. And I think what's really important about this encampment that many people don't know, it's not really about the actual students who are there. There are a group of professors who are actually helping organize this, who are giving the students tools and guidelines of how exactly to do this. And something that's shocking that I just learned a few days ago, these are professors like from a bunch of different schools and the university. They published their office hours for the encampment. They were...
No way.
Meaning that if I were a Jewish Israeli student who wants to come to this professor for his or her office hours, I need to enter the encampment. I need to enter the place in order to go to the to this professor's office hours, which is insane and also a blunt violation of the school policies.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that they made the classes hybrid? Do you agree with the statement that it basically means non-Jews will go in person and the Jews will stay at home?
In, you know, in one way, I see it like I appreciate the fact that they understand that we don't feel comfortable, right?
Right.
But in the other hand, we're paying, excuse my French, but a shitload of money.
Right.
Like I'm paying so much money to for this degree. And now I need to take this classes virtual, have the classes I don't feel comfortable attending. Like yesterday, right? I did this class virtually. I barely heard anything the professor said. I literally had to email her after class, writing to her like, listen, the last 20 minutes of the class, I didn't really hear anything. Could you please write to me what you said?
Right.
Like also, you know,
no,
it's insane. I'm paying so much money for this.
Right.
Find another solution.
Also, as I ranted before you got on, who the fuck are these people? You need to meet our demands? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly. I mean, it really is.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
And also, you know, if you actually think about their cause about freeing Palestine, if you really think about it, what they're asking, losing every tie with Tel Aviv University. Tel Aviv University is one of the more liberal places in Israel. The people who were like professors there, PhD students, are one of the most liberal voices you will hear of in Israel, including Arabs, including Palestinians. Like, what are you talking about? How is this helping your cause in any way? I don't even get it. I mean,
it makes no fucking sense. And you know, I don't think they should call it pro-Palestinian. They should call it anti-Israel. Yeah. That's what this is. This is all anti-Israel. Yes. And if they were pro-Palestinian, they would be speaking out against Hamas. That's who they would be speaking out against.
Yeah.
But they don't, because they don't know anything.
No, they don't.
Can you talk about the nut section of the no nut area in the encampment?
So I didn't see it. I just know that there is a area of it. I didn't enter the encampment because I didn't feel comfortable.
Right, right.
But I just heard of it. I don't really know exactly what the no nut area means. Everything there is very weird. They have like, I mean, when I was there, I saw that like they have like a real schedule. Like they have times for chants. They have their time for people who like go, they switch like shifts of guards and stuff. They have like a real schedule there. I don't know much about the nut area. What did you hear about the nut area? Like, what did you?
No, I just heard there's a no nut area for people who are allergic to nuts and bananas, something with bananas as well. And I was like, but Jews, you know, you know, God forbid. I just, the entitlement. They also, I saw some videos of them praying. They're all getting down. That is so scary to me. I said to Elisa, my lover, I said, can you imagine people doing that on September 12th, 2001? How people would be freaking out. I don't. How did this happen? And how did they organize so fucking quickly? This must have been planned forever.
I think the professors who are organizing this, like I know the professors who are organizing, they also have like a list of chants that they give the students. They advise them. I know even like the whoever is funding them is giving them money for like lawyers. They actually meet with lawyers. And before they meet with the administration, they know a lot. Like the students protesters, the head of the student protesters who meet with the administration, they have a lot of information. They're given a lot of tools, a lot of skills of how to go into this negotiation process. This is not just, I mean, you know, people see this as just like a bunch of Gen Zers who are, you know.
Right,
I mean,
right.
And the students themselves, yeah, I think this is now they're just like, following what everyone is doing, this is now their cause. This is now hip.
Yep.
This is now the hip thing to do. But I think,
right.
I feel like 90%, probably even 90% of them don't really understand what exactly is happening. Don't really understand exactly who's leading this. Who are the people who are leading this? And, you know, I saw the people praying there and I saw them like, and I was like, this is insane. Like you feel, right. This is what you feel like. Also, if you want to pray here outside in campus, I don't care. But like they felt like they needed to like protect them. And it was just like this crazy thing. Like, what are you doing? Why are you building this encampment in the middle of the school and just allowing a bunch of people to pray here and you are guarding them? Why are you guarding them from what? What will we ever do to them? It's insane.
It's so insane. If you had a microphone to everyone in this country and, you know, because there's so much misinformation, what would you say is the truth about what's going on on these college campuses? What do you want people to know?
For me, the truth is, if these people actually wanted peace, they would be fighting for peace. They would be fighting to release all the hostages. They would be saying, we want a solution. We want peace. We want people to live freely and happily. These are the slogans I would have expected from peace-loving seekers, from human rights activists. These are the slogans I would have expected for people who are actually seeking peace among humans. This is not what I'm hearing from these people. I'm hearing from these protests, I'm hearing violent chants that are not acknowledging the existence of the state of Israel, that is not acknowledging that the Jewish people have a right, according to the UN, the Jewish people have a right to live in Israel, and they're not acknowledging that. And for me, that means that these protesters and these protests are not seeking peace. And for me, it also means that they are not pro-Palestinian, because everybody knows that the Palestinians are there to stay and the Israelis are there to stay. And we need to find a solution that both nationalities, populations, people will be happy with. We're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. So if you actually wanted peace, you would be saying stuff relating to bring people together and not exile the entire Jewish people.
Right. Right. I love it. Where do you feel safest? The United States, Israel, where do you feel the most safe?
It's a complicated question. After October 7th, New York.
Wow. Yeah. That's great, since I'm going to Israel in a couple weeks, so thank you.
Sorry.
It's all right.
It's hard.
Donna, I want to wish you, first of all, thank you so much. Did I not ask something? I want these people to know the fucking truth.
For me, it's just important, you know, because my mission is really the hostages. For me, it's just really important to echo that if people actually want peace and people actually want a ceasefire, and we want peace, I want peace, I want a ceasefire, the hostages have to be released. That's the main
100%.
That's the main thing, that if you want to solve this fucking issue, that's the first thing that has to happen. So that's the really most important thing to me.
I agree too. I think about those hostages multiple times a day. And it's so sad. And that doesn't mean I don't think about these poor innocent people dying in Gaza. Doesn't mean I don't think about that. But I do think of these hostages every day because I feel akin to them. They were in their homes. They were just living their lives and they were Jewish. And that was their only crime. And we've seen this happen before. And people should look up the word fucking genocide. Well, that's not fucking genocide. It's just genocide. And infatada. They should look up the words before they start saying them. I wish you... Are you going to stay in New York after you graduate?
For now, yeah.
All right, good. Because we need you. If there's anything I can do, I am here for you. For the bring them home right now.
Right now.
And also, mazel tov on your graduation. Thank you. So proud of you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Shalom. Bye.